Part 1. Intentional faith. What is it? Philippians 3:14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Too often, persons of faith have a passive outlook about God. They think if God wants me to do something, He'll show me. But the Bible describes a different posture. It tells us God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I don't know about you, but if the Creator of heaven and earth is dispensing rewards, I'm getting in line. Let's explore together the attitudes and actions that result in God's involvement with us. Chapter 1. The Problem and the Promise. My dad was a veterinarian, the kind who had a soft spot for even the most overlooked animals. Our home was a sort of rescue mission for the odd ducks, the castaways. He once brought home a blind lamb because the owner had no use for it. For a short season, he brought a descented skunk into our family. When guests came to visit, we'd turn it loose and let it wander down the hall into the living room. It was a go-to prank. It was always good for a shock and a laugh. My dad's compassion was only outdone by his skill in treating those animals. There were afternoons he made house calls to help a family pet, or he went to the racetrack to treat a lame thoroughbred. There were times he was called to check on a litter of pups, and on occasion he was called to a more complicated job. He'd often take me along with him. When I was 13 years old, my dad took me on a call just before sunset. We headed to a neighbor's farm where a cow had been in labor for 2 days. She needed help or the farmer could lose his cow and the calf. I'd helped my dad in similar situations, so I knew the drill. We knelt in the cold mud of our neighbor's field, the light of the pickup truck shining on us, and we tended to the animal. It took hours of gentle, quiet work. My dad first helped the cow relax. Then he manipulated the calf in the womb to get it into position. And over the span of an hour or more, he delivered a stillborn calf. A heaviness hung over that field, but a relief, too. The cow would make it. She'd live to bear another calf another day. Sincerity isn't enough. When outcomes matter, being sincere about achieving them is not sufficient. Too often Christians confuse enthusiasm with preparation. My dad sincerely loved animals, but that wasn't what saved the cow's life that day. Without knowledge and expertise, he likely wouldn't have achieved it. Without training, he'd have been unsuccessful. Consider it. What if my dad had never read the textbooks, attended his classes, or studied for his exams? What if he hadn't spent time talking with his professors or learning from skilled veterinarians? What if he hadn't put his desire and passion into action? Would he have been able to help the animals he loved? Probably not. My dad's desire to save animals formed his intent, and authentic intent is expressed with actions. He did whatever it took to become the best veterinarian, and by expressing his intent through action, he was able to achieve the outcomes he wanted, helping the animals he loved so much. And we all want better life outcomes, better jobs, improved relationships, healthier bodies, greater emotional and spiritual health, and so on. We want richer, fuller lives. But just like most good things in life, these outcomes have long lead times. Well-adjusted children aren't the result of a few casual moments of interaction. A beautiful garden of vegetables and fruits, it doesn't emerge from a quick response to a hunger pang. A thriving church is made up of believers who have committed to deepening their faith over the course of many years. Good things take cultivation. Good things take intention. Intent is a powerful thing. It comes from deep within our spirit and soul. It's an expression of our will, our desires, and our emotions. Intent motivates us to action. It moves us towards the things we want. Have you considered its power, especially as it relates to your spiritual life? So many of us want more from our relationship with God. So many of us want to see Him actively working in our lives. But to achieve that outcome, we have to take incremental steps towards creating a deeper connection with Him.